Hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Danny.
And we are the Mugs.
And you're listening to WHFR.
The only station making waves.
Attention HFCC students and guests. The Skylight Cafe is your on-campus solution for a delicious and affordable meal. The Skylight Cafe offers several lunch and dinner options, including vegetarian and halal choices. The Skylight Cafe is located in the Student Center building on HFCC's main campus and is open for your convenience from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday. When you're on campus, be sure to check out the Skylight Cafe.
Get ready. WHFR 89.3 is bringing you a winter jazz benefit. Saturday evening, February 26th. From 7 to 11 p.m. at Andiamo in Dearborn, located at 21400 Michigan Avenue, featuring the After Five Jazz Ensemble, the Marvin Jones Trio, and Coffee with the Blue Dawn Band. Donations only $5 at the door, and proceeds will benefit the station making waves, 89.3 WHFR. A cash bar and all-you-can-eat pasta and salad buffet will also be available. For further information, call us 313-845-9676.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. That concludes the motor calendar, and we're ready to go live with the Motor Live Drive here in the studio. Today we have Carrie Holmes with us, who's going to be doing a solo acoustic set. So are you out there? Can you hear us?
Hey, everyone. I'm here.
Hey, welcome to WHFR.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's nice to have you. You want to start out with a song, or do you?
Sure. I'll start out with the song I wrote a few years back. It was after a breakup I had with a boyfriend that was actually over the phone. We were arguing about something. I don't even remember what it was. And he thought I broke up with him, or he thought I hung up on him. So he called me a few nasty names, and I didn't appreciate that, and I don't let people disrespect me, and I don't think other people should either. So I broke up with him because of that, and I wrote this song called Breaking in Two.
Left and gone.
there. I know, because I feel the same way, but I'm scared to let you in my heart again. How could I ever let you in my heart again? It's taking time to let you go, but I really wanna know, why did you say those hurtful things to me? I could barely breathe. No, I could barely breathe. So your temper got the best of you, but it's too late. My heart's already breaking. Why did you say those hurtful things to me? I could barely breathe. No, I could barely breathe. So your temper got the best of you, but it's
Carrie Holmes, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. All right. Now, you're a very young singer-songwriter, but you have been around for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I started writing lyrics to, or I started putting guitar to my lyrics about, like, 4 years ago. I taught myself the guitar about 2 years ago, but I started writing lyrics about 4 years ago. And so, finally, I'm just getting myself out there.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're from the Detroit area?
Or? Yep.
Okay, so do you have a website or anything where people can contact you?
Yeah, I have a few websites. First, my MySpace. It's myspace.com/Carrie Holmes Music. But when I did that, I was stupid, and I shared the S on Holmes and Music, which wasn't really smart of me, but I didn't know at the time, so... And then my Facebook, if you just type in, you can find it on my face or my MySpace. And then I have carrieholmes.com, my Reverb Nation. If you just Google in my name, K-A-R-I-H-O-L-M-E-S, then that'll all pop up and you can easily find me there.
All right. Well, why don't we have some more music from you right now?
All right. This next song I wrote about over a year ago, Crazy For You. It's another love song, so here it is. Maybe, maybe I think you'll have to catch me now. 'Cause I jump so far for you, you've got me spinning round. And no matter how hard I try, I can never get you off.
Yeah, all right.
Very nice.
Now, Carrie, you've got some shows coming up, don't you? Where can people come and see you live?
Yep, well, this Saturday, at the 8th, is at Forza Sports Grill in Milford, and I'm playing with a band called Half Whack. And it starts at 8, so you guys can come out and watch me there and talk after.
Okay, where in Milford is it? Do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
We'll have to look.
I'm horrible at directions.
the name of the bar again
is Forza's?
Forza Sports Grill.
F-O-R-Z-A-S?
Yep.
Well, we'll look that up and let you know
yeah,
where they're going to be at.
I have my GPS, and that's how I get to places.
Okay, so mostly do you play on the east side of town? Or
yep, on the east side.
On the west side?
The west side, yeah.
Yeah, well, you play around.
Yeah, so I play different places.
But you're still a very young girl. You're still in college right
yep,
now.
Yep, I'm going for elementary teaching right now, so... Huh. Hopefully first grade. That's a backup, just in case I don't hit it big, which is my true dream. But
well, a lot. It's always good to have something. In fact, Sting was a high school teacher before he started the police.
Oh, really? So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but really, here it's all about the music. So let's keep the music.
All right. Well, this next song is called "Sweet Victory." When I wrote it, I thought I would remember it, so I didn't record it onto my phone. And that was a bad idea, because the next day I couldn't remember the song at all, and I got really mad at myself and cried a little bit. But for some reason I remembered it, and so here it is.
Well, you record things on your phone?
Yeah, I record things on my phone so I have it just in case I don't remember it. Or I also have like a little MP3 player I mess around with. Or if not, I won't remember it. So here it is. This one's called "Sweet Victory." If you lost
right. We looked up where, what was it?
Forza's.
Forza's.
Where is it?
Sports Bar and Grill. It's actually on Old Milford Road, 313 Milford Road.
Oh, okay.
And so that should be pretty easy. It's not a very big town. I know I've been there.
Yeah.
No, I know sometimes you play with a band and sometimes you're solo. Are you going to have a band with you that night or anybody accompanying you?
Yep, I'm going to be playing with Half Whacked. I know it's a silly name, isn't it? But there is a reason behind it.
Oh.
As the band overall, their name is Whack-A-Mole, but now it's just half of them, so they're called Half Whacked. So I actually met them when I was playing at Milford's Relay for Life. They played there, and I was listening to them, and I was like, wow, they're really good. I like them. Would they want to play with me? So it got into I would play with them and join them along, so... That was really nice of them to do that for me. They've helped me a lot. I've grown a lot because of them.
It's a great community to become involved in when you get into the music. It's so common when we have bands coming in here and you'll see a bass player and it's like, wait a minute, weren't you here about a month ago?
Right.
Because it's the community, really. Everybody's working together
definitely.
Enjoying each other's music and willing to back up other people. And it's a great community that you've welcome into.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people, and they're so nice and sweet, and we help each other any way that we can.
And I'll say that Whack-A-Mole is my favorite thing in Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah, I know. That game was fun.
It's my favorite.
I wonder if it's their favorite, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that's why they're whacked.
Right. Yeah. I know, sometimes I question, but no, I'm just kidding. Sorry, guys.
All right, so that's happening Saturday night. And do you know what time you're supposed to go on stage?
Yep, it starts at 8, and we'll be playing for like a few hours, 3 or 4 hours.
Couple of sets,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
3 sets. And we're actually going to bring in something new that we came up with. We're going to put in for a set, we're going to do all Michigan music. So like some people might not know that this song was written by a Michigan musician. So we're going to do a tribute for all of those.
Oh, I like that a lot.
We're going to try that out. Yeah. So,
really, some of the best music anywhere comes right here in town.
Yep, Detroit.
Yeah. So that's good. I'll have to see what kind of things you're going to pull out for that.
Yep. I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Oh, well, we'll have to find out how things go that night.
Yep, I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Right. In fact, do you have any favorite you're going to pull out there?
For the Michigan
stuff?
Yeah. I really like... I'll Be There by the Jackson 5.
Oh,
that's a really fun song. And actually, one of my favorite songs that I like to sing is from Jewel. Even though she's not here, she lived in Alaska, but she came to Interlochen School, and she wrote some music there. And so I'm going to be playing the You Were Meant for Me, that song.
Okay.
And most people wouldn't know that, so that's the cool thing about this.
Well, it's nice to know you do your homework.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, why don't we make you do some homework right here?
Work for us.
All right. This next song is called Just Like That. It's actually, I couldn't sleep one night, maybe too much coffee, because I used to be an addict of coffee, but so I couldn't sleep, and I woke my mom up, and so we decided to write this song together, and this is how it turned out. Thank you.
Yes, we've got Carrie Holmes right here on our live drive at 5 studios today.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Glad you guys are listening.
Now you're still a pretty young girl.
Yep.
But you have had some adventures in your life, haven't you?
Yeah, well, just last summer I made a road trip to Alaska. Man, was that ever an adventure. It took, the whole trip was about 18 days, so.
You drove there?
Oh, yeah. It was about like 9,200 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't ever, well, I can't say this, but British Columbia in Canada is really long, and it tricks you. You're in there with, like, the mountains for I don't know how long, and then you get out to the Yukon territory, and then you have to go back in. And it was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get lost in here. But we made it, and we had the tires were balded, and the starter wasn't working, so we'd have to tap it with a hammer. But we had fun with that. It was fun. It was a good adventure.
Have you written any songs based on that adventure?
Not yet, but I got to sing a song in Alaska in one of their coffee houses, and then on the way there, I sing a song in the Badlands. And then I found out Bruce Springsteen has a song called The Badlands. But no, I haven't written one yet about it. Okay. Well, I should, though.
Well, it's those adventures you have that always bring things together.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I heard a rumor that you were in the competition for American Idol.
Yeah, I did. I was. Two summers ago, I went. My family and I went to Chicago to try out. And I got through the first round, which were the producers. And then the second round, I saw the executive producers, and then I didn't make it. But I found out that I was in the top 1% that made it through, so
wow,
that's pretty good. And there are like about 200 that went to that round, so that, right. I mean, it was a good time. I learned a lot, and I might try out another year. I'm not sure right now, but
well,
it was
fun. Like I say, you're still a very young girl,
yeah.
So there's lots of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a good thing.
And I'm sure it was a great experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But the one thing, we got there for the executive producers, we got there with no one else in line, and we're like, well, we got here really early, let's go get a coffee, because remember, I'm an addict. So we went and got coffee, and like 10 minutes later, we come back, and the line was just gigantic, and we're like, we should not have done that. And so I think it was kind of like, it was like what, I don't know how to say it, like if I was in like the first person, maybe they would have let me through, you know, before they went through a lot of people, but.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know the things you'll do for coffee.
Oh, I know. And I got in there, and there were like 9 executive producers in there, and they're all eating lunch on the computer and talking to each other while I was singing. And well, so I was like, well. Maybe they already had their quota on how many people got through. But
well, you never know.
You never know.
But you're going to make it through here today.
Right, yeah.
So what do you think you have next for us?
A next song?
Mm-hmm.
This one is called When I See You Smile. I was at a boyfriend's house, and we were painting his the outside of his house, and I had to wear his raggy old clothes because I didn't want to get my pretty dresses dirty. So this is a song about that day. It was really fun. Baggy clothes, my hair's all a mess, but you kiss me anyway.
Are these all originals, or you written all of these?
Yep, these are all originals. I've written over about 50 songs now, so I have a lot to record.
And you mentioned that you woke your mom up so that she could help you write
Just Like That.
Just Like That, and you sing things into your phone so you don't forget them?
Yeah.
These are interesting techniques.
So. Yeah, well, it's what I have to do. I don't have some recording equipment at home, so got to do what I got to do.
Well, you're doing fine, and you've only been playing guitar for 2 years?
Yeah, I taught myself 2 years ago, and I'll admit I'm not the best at all. I wish someone else could play guitar for me. That's why I want a band behind me, so I don't always have to go acoustic, even though I like to play it, but it would probably sound a lot better with the band behind me and more fun. I get to dance around on stage instead of being behind this guitar.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in fact, we've got one song pulled up of you with a band.
Oh, okay.
In fact, why don't we try that and let people hear a different side of Carrie Holmes.
Sounds good.
The name of this, you wanted to put on something called In the Midst of the Moment?
Yep, Midst of the Moment.
Okay. Let's give it a try.
All right.
Looking up at the stars, wishing for a little love. This night is fading, but we keep on trading love. Feeling that our souls aren't gonna hide anymore. We both know it shows in the moonlight. The excitement grows with the magic. We'll strike. All it takes to start a flame is by saying your name. In the midst of the moment, we start to laugh. A simple step from you, and our hearts start to laugh. This night couldn't get any better than this. And suddenly we dive in for the long, slow.
That's Carrie Holmes, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. That was pre-recorded.
Yep.
Now, what can you tell us about that recording?
Well, I came up with the lyrics, and I got together with one of my friends, Jake Lowson, and he came up with the guitar, or actually all the parts. He recorded each part separately on different tracks and put it all together, and it was actually all done at his church. But then we got together and we had other people learn the song, and we've played it out a few times, which was really fun.
All right. And that's available on your Reverb Nation site, isn't it?
Yep, my Reverb. You can hear it on MySpace, Facebook.
And you've got other songs there as well. You've got mainly acoustic numbers like you're playing today.
Yep, I've got some acoustic. I've got another pre-recorded song on there called Fighting the Tides. That was one of my first songs I've ever written. So that's on there, too, on my MySpace.
All right.
Okay, we pulled that one off the Reverb Nation list of yours. And I do want to mention that you spell your name a little different. It's K-A-R-I.
Yep.
If people start looking for you. And I was reading the bio that you're a girly girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like to wear dresses.
I love dresses. I have about 50 in my closet right now just because I love them so much. It's sad, but I do wear them all. I do.
And you sing, you have 50 songs and 50 dresses.
Each dress for a song.
And a great big smile.
Hey, that's a great way to start.
Yeah, but I get them all on sale, so.
Okay, now you've got the show this Saturday night at Forgia's. Do you have any others coming up?
Yep, next month I have, it's at Baker's in Milford. Don't ask me where it is. I don't know. with Half Whack again, and that I'm pretty sure it starts around 8 o'clock.
And that's March 19th?
Yep, March 19th. And it's on Milford Road, actually. And then my next one is at Karma Coffee, and that's on in Westland on Wayne Road. And that starts at 8, and that's on March 25th.
Okay, so it gets up a little closer to home.
Yeah.
You're closer to here.
Right.
Closer to our home.
Closer to your guys' home.
Well, we're really happy to have you here.
Oh,
it's always,
so am I.
It's always a pleasure to find people that we're not familiar with and the young, talented people that are just entering the community.
I'm glad you guys found me.
So you're welcome. And so do you have some more music for us?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right.
This next song is called Songs About You. And I wrote this one about a first date, or not, it wasn't actually a first date, but it was a really good date that I had once. So here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You write a lot of songs about, well, life experiences. I know when you're a writer, you write about what you know. And as a young girl, reading the titles of a lot of your songs, Last First Kiss,
yeah,
How Do I Love You, Love.
Yep, I just really love love. I'm really an emotional and sensitive person, so things really do affect me. And when I have to write songs, it's just like a way for me to vent and get all my emotions out, whether it's happy emotions or sad emotions from breakups or whatnot. So I have a lot of love songs, but I do have some about life. I try to be positive, though, because that's just who I am. I don't have many sad songs.
You sound very positive. It comes through in your lyrics and your voice yourself.
I'm glad.
And it's a very healthy way to vent your frustrations and get your emotions out.
Yeah. I try to inspire other people, especially young girls, so they can be on the right track and look for the positive things in life and try to do the right thing.
Very nice. That's well put. So, well, you've got quite a list of songs here that you've on your set list. You want to do some more for us?
Of course I do.
All right.
Even though I said there's not many sad songs that I have, this next one is actually a sad song. It was about my first love, how I haven't talked to him in a while, like 2 years, and then I was snowboarding one day, and he happened to be there at the same time, and so we bumped into each other and started talking, and just, it's all about the memories that were brought up, and this one's one of my newest songs, and I'm actually working on a homemade video for it right now, so it's called Back to Me.
Goodbye.
You said you're working on a video for this. What are some of the visuals that you have for it? Have you started burning it yet?
Not yet. We just did it like a few weeks ago. We started recording. We got to like put it all together and mash it up. But some are like we're walking downtown and holding hands, and then we're talking. We bump into each other, and then I read a letter that he wrote to me a long time ago, just that he never sent to me. And I get mad, but I don't know really what to think about it. But it's and then like some are like we're playing in the snow, and it goes back to the memories that we did have a long time ago.
Okay, so there will be snowboarding in it.
No, I haven't been snowboarding this year yet, so, but maybe, because I think I might go next weekend, so.
Not if it stays as warm as it is now.
I know, yeah.
Well, you're young and you've got a lot of talent. It's a real pleasure having you here today. We've still got about 15 minutes to go, so.
Okay.
We've got some more time for some music. I want to remind people they're listening to Carrie Holmes, and it's spelled K-A-R-I.
Yep.
That's an unusual spelling. I think there's like Carry Nuts or something. There's some product that spells it that way.
I don't know. I know there's a lotion that spells it K-E-R-I.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I don't really know many Carries that are spelled my way. I just found out like a few years ago I've met some people just that are spelled the same way. But other than that, it's all been different. So
you can thank your mother for that.
Yeah, thank you. She came out with it. She thought of the name, so.
Okay, and she's also your manager, I see, on your website.
Yeah, because I don't have one, so and she's really supportive of me, and we're best friends, so we do everything together, and she's really helped me throughout my music and everything in life.
Well, some it's of the good younger to have bands, that. A lot yeah. of the younger bands in town have that same thing, so you're right in there with a whole lot of others.
Yep.
Yeah. I know a lot of times when we go to the shows, a lot of people say, oh, are you there? You know, are you their parents? And I say no, and they go, "I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to embarrass you or anything." And I go, "Well, you didn't ask if I was their grandparents."
Oh,
so.
You have grandchildren.
So, but yeah, you are so young, but so you and your voice really sounds younger than you are. So it's an interesting combination. You're so petite and girly girl.
Yeah.
Nice package there. And do you have a Facebook or is it simply MySpace?
I do have a Facebook. I'm on there a lot more because I don't understand MySpace anymore since it's changed. I got to get back into that. But yep, it's really easy. Just if you want to talk to me, Facebook. There's no really like my Facebook.com/Carrie Holmes. It's, I don't know, some different numbers, so if you just Google me, you could find it.
Oh, great. And there's several Carrie Holmes on Facebook, so she's the cute little one.
That's spelled K-A-R-I.
Okay, but why don't we get that cuteness going?
All right.
And have some more music for us.
Okay, this next one is called We Both Win, and I wrote this one in a few minutes. It's just sometimes they come to me, so here it is. Oh, both win.
What a nice positive song.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you've got your shows coming up this Saturday.
Yep, this Saturday.
Up in Milford.
Yep, at Forza Sports Grill.
And that's on Milford Road.
Milford Road.
131 South Milford Road.
Yep, I hope you guys can make it out there, everyone. I'd like to talk to you guys because I really do appreciate my fans and I love them. I like to call them my friends because I like to talk to them and get to know them a little bit. And so they've really been supporting me throughout the years. So well, thanks, guys.
If they can't come out this weekend, you've got two shows in March as well.
Yep, I've got one at Baker's with the band Half Whacked, and that's in Milford also. And that's on March 19th. And Karma Coffee is in Westland on Wayne Road. That starts about 8 o'clock, and that's on March 25th.
In fact, will you be solo on that show, or are you going to have a band with you?
Yep, I'll be solo on Karma Coffee. So it's like an intimate little place there. So.
And, in fact, you do have another band you play with, don't you?
Yep, I play with a band called Jam Society. And actually, the guy that is recording some of my songs now, he's in that band. He's in, like, 8 different bands, but he's
it's a
really
small
good
community.
Oh, yeah. He's a good musician, and once I start a band, he's going to be my bass player, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we get that music going?
All right.
And you've got time for just probably a couple more songs.
Couple more? Okay. This one will be one of my songs called Delicate, and you'll see why it's called Delicate.
Very telling song.
Yeah.
You are very fragile and delicate, and yet
I
you
am.
Are very strong and independent at the same time.
I know. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so delicate because I get hurt a lot, and it's over things that maybe I shouldn't be, but oh well. I am who I am, but
I think that comes as being part of an artist.
Yeah, I'd rather be that than mean, so, and cold, so.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go over the best ways for people to get a hold of Carrie Holmes.
Yep, I would think Facebook, because I'm on that a lot more. Just Google in Facebook, or Carrie Holmes, and you'll find it, or go to myspace.com/Carrie Holmes Music, and the S in Holmes and space is shared. And then once you're there, you can find all my other sites like Reverb Nation, CarrieHolmes.com. I think that's it.
Yeah, so on MySpace, you can hear more of your music.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep.
And also
on Facebook, too.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, there's some videos there, too.
All right, well, that's a good thing. You got to let people know who you are and
yep.
what you're doing.
Yep.
All right, well, we've probably got time for one more song.
One more song?
Yeah.
This is a tricky one.
Oh, what would you like to pull out?
I think I'll actually pull out one that my friend Naz LaMarca, he wrote the lyrics to it, and he asked me if I would write some music to it. So I said, sure, because I love the lyrics, and it really related to what I went through, too. So here it is, by Naz LaMarca and Carrie Holmes.
And what's the name of it?
It's called Over You. And I had to change it to the girl's perspective, too. So, so here it is, Over You.
I've learned to live without you. I realize I'm not your bride. Come to understand, you'll never be by my side. But have I really ever gotten over you? Thought it was real, but now I realize. Never find a day where I don't really miss the feeling of your kiss to help me find my way through this lonely life I live. Understand what people say, but I've been
Thank you, Carrie. We've got Carrie Holmes right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. You can catch her in Milford this Saturday at, what's the name of the place?
Sports Grill.
Okay, on Milford Road.
Yep.
And if you don't catch her there, you can catch her next month. That'll be March 19th at Baker's in
Milford also.
In Milford, or at the Karma Coffee House in Westland on March 25th. And always catch her on our websites.
Yep.
On Facebook, MySpace, and Don't forget that Reverb Nation.
Yep, and CarrieHolmes.com.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, I had a lot of fun.
Well, we didn't hurt too bad on your very first radio debut.
Yeah, I was so nervous because it's my first interview, but it was a lot of fun.
You did really well.
Oh, thanks.
Real proud of you. Okay, stay tuned for the radio drama coming up after these important messages.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Get ready. WHFR 89.3 is bringing you a winter jazz